So we just breathe. Just breathe. I'm reminded of the Faith Hill Love song. Just breathe. I can hear you breathe. Tapping into the love that exists in all of life. The underlying ocean of love that is endlessly present in every moment, in every atom of space. There is that divine love, that quality of spirit, that beautiful life force that flows and glows in everything there is. Love in expression. It's all God. It's all love. The whole experience of non-physical source is love. There is nowhere love is not. My friend Laurie Cohen said, love is flawless and it flows at every frequency, connected or disconnected. We are an expression of love at some level, in some way. And there is an infinite aspect of love that we can move into, that we can explore. We are divinely inspired today to explore deeper, fuller, richer aspects of the experience of love. Love expressing as the breath. Love expressing as the police station and the opportunity to open our hearts to public service and public servants and those who require their assistance and those who are called to give them work to do. And so we know love and compassion. A deep sense of knowing that anyone who chooses something that hurts other people is hurting themselves. And we open our hearts in love to those who are calling for love out of their fear or their anger or their disconnection from source. We open our hearts to loving more and more people. It's easiest to start with those who are easiest to love. So in this moment, think of someone who's easy to love. Might be a person, might be an adult or an elder or a child. It might be a pet or a wild animal or a bird. Someone. It's all the one. Might be a stone or a mountain, something. It's all life. It's all God. It's all love. And where we're able to gently appreciate in love, our love flows. And we are the beloved. We are the lover. We are the divine expression of source that opens our hearts to more and more of life. So think on that one, some positive aspects of that one, the beauty of that one, the humor of that one, the preciousness of that one, the grace of that one, the power that resides within that one, the inspiration that this is the one who came to mind when we thought of loving, that one. And allow your appreciation of that one to leverage appreciation for the next one. another individual of some sort, a being, a thing, a part of the one, a part of that united experience of spirit that expresses this physical life in some way. It might be a waterfall or a volcano. Something that inspires and uplifts you. A magnificent tree or a clear blue sky. Falling in love with the one, expressing as the specific, is what we are practicing in this moment. Remembering the love that we are. Allowing ourselves to express that love in powerful ways through appreciation, through focus, through intention. We express the love that we are in the finite and expand our ability to connect with the infinite. For when we are loving, when we are appreciating, when we are uplifted and inspired, we are Source, even more powerfully expressing in and through and as who we are. We are closing the gap. We are connecting with the truth we are seeing through the eyes of God. Seeing through the eyes of our inner being, seeing through the eyes of Source. As Abraham so wisely says, this broader perspective always takes us to a clearer vision, a purer place, a more innocent perspective, where our love flows, where we trust, where we have faith, where appreciation comes easy, and life is endlessly beautiful. We are love. It is the truth of our being. We are love. So let's just breathe into the love. Feeling again the privilege it is to come to this place and connect with people who are connected and play some of the games connected people play together, like loving and appreciating and focusing in a meditative way, allowing our minds to quiet and our attention to turn to something wonderful, somewhere to love. Now I invite you, imagine that you are looking at yourself in the mirror and bringing that same quality of love that you brought to the most lovable in your life to yourself. See your eyes, and speaking to your eyes, say, I really, really love you. I really love you, and I will never leave you. And see how you feel. Those are the words of your inner being in every moment of your life. Your inner being utterly adores you. Your inner being has never judged you, never been outside of you, never been apart from you in any moment ever. Any separation is a mistaken perception. We are one with that divine nature that is the truth of who we are. We are that. We are. We are the love. We are the light, we are the peace, we are the power. We are the grace and the prosperity and the intelligence and the creativity and the richness of Source expressing in the physical plane. Look in the mirror and say, I love you, and mean it. Say, I love you, and see your inner being looking through your eyes at your local self. Connecting from your non-local perspective with your local self, from your immortal's perspective with your temporal self. from your eternal perspective to your finite self, and know that it's all one. Nothing to be reintegrated or merged, but a wholeness that is in the process of being revealed to us, one moment at a time, one layer at a time, one expression at a time, one breath at a time. We are falling into and revealing that wholeness of truth, that oneness, that unity, that clarity, and that innocence of who we have always been and who we always will be. There is nowhere where God is not. We are that. We are. We are that divine life. Look into the mirror again and say, I love you. I really, really love you. And see the beauty in the being reflected back at you. See the light and the peace and the power and the love. See the love shining in your own eyes as you gaze upon yourself with caring and compassion and gentleness. For every day you've ever lived, for every thought you've ever had, for everything you've ever done, you are good, you are beautiful, you are graceful, and you are free. We are free to love today. We are free to love ourselves. We are free to love others. We are free to love everything. We are free to love everyone. We are free to open into the fullness of who we are. We are free to be the love we came here to be. We are free to be Source expressing. We are free to claim the power that our loving brings us. We are free to experience the joy that loving allows. For as we align with love, we align with our inner beings. And our inner being always says yes, always leaps with joy to meet us as we turn and accept the love that is the truth of who we are. There is such grace here. There is such beauty here. And as we look again into the mirror and see ourselves, see if you can see a softening in your face. See if you can see a radiant glow in your smile. And if you haven't already done so, smile at yourself. Smile at this being that so bravely and beautifully and courageously has lived this powerful life that you have chosen on the leading edge of thought, who's taken the hit of all the contrast and made the decisions about what you want, who is in the process of coming into alignment and expanding your dreams and allowing yourself to be who you really are more and more fully, standing in your power, radiating your light, opening your heart to your love expressed in the world. What does your love look like expressed in the world? Are there any ideas coming to mind about how your love wants to express in the world? Places you can turn with warmth and caring and kindness and gentleness and ease. People you can turn to and smile and genuinely be glad to see. Like the people who come here. Connected people. As we expand in our ability to connect with the truth of who we are, Law of Attraction brings us more and more connected people to play with. And we play the games connected people play, just as we do here. We soar and we expand and we allow this experience that feels so good twice a month to become our daily experience and our twice daily experience and our 20 times daily experience. Abraham says that our inner beings arrange 20 to 30 rendezvous with our vibrational escrow each day, with thoughts that feel good, with people that feel good, with places that feel good, with pets that feel good, with visions that feel good, with flowers that feel good, with clothing that feels good, with bodies that feel good. Our inner beings are ever on the lookout for the beauty of what we love to match into our lives as we allow the love that we are to be present on the planet, in our minds, in our hearts, in our words, in our actions. As we be love, love comes. And we recognize it more and more, and everywhere we turn there is beauty and grace and richness and satisfaction and fullness and wonder and respect and awe and reverence. As we breathe more deeply, the inspiration of God, as we inspire with our respiratory system, we refresh and uplift ourselves. Somebody told me the other day that the breath is the direct line to spirit, to source. And I know when I've been in resistance, if I find a thought that feels better, I feel myself take a deeper breath. My body always knows, and it relaxes. And the breath deepens, and the body relaxes, and the mind quiets, and the heart opens, and the being integrates, and source shows up on the planet more beautifully as us than before. How exquisite it is to be as beautiful as we truly are, and to see that beauty in the mirror, on the subway, driving in traffic, on the nightly news, to see the beauty of life everywhere we look. There is nothing we can look at that is not love in expression. And love is flawless and flows at every frequency. Our inner beings see it and know it and are so willing to guide us to that through what feels good, taking the path of least resistance, following what's easy to love and becoming better lovers. We are such beautiful lovers. Allowing the love that we are to be, to glow, to grow, and to expand. We are evolving as light beings, as love beings, as people of grace. It is who we truly are, and we are blessed to know it, to contemplate it, to relax into it, and to allow it. I am so grateful for this opportunity today to explore what it means to love a little bit more with such amazing people. Thank you. Thank you. So just stretch. Allow your fingers and your toes to move, your necks, to move your bodies and your backs to move. Allowing us to be present in the here and now, in the fullness of our lives, in the power of our love, in the grace of good company. Knowing that we are, as David's t-shirt says, truly blessed. And so it is.